Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right, this is CBS Sports Radio, and you are locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy your home or refinance your current one, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. Okay, folks, I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. Thank you to our producer tonight, Nick Diodoro. He'll be here with me and you, making sure that everything runs smooth. Y'all put the show together. It's real simple what we're going to talk about tonight. The NFL playoffs. Every single game. Every single matchup. And it's not just who do you think is going to win. We're going to look into the game that you want to see the most. We're going to talk about what player, what coach is going to be facing the most pressure over the next 2 days. Because ultimately, by the time we get to Sunday night, by the time I'm back here with you on Monday night, we're going to have a clear idea as to who is going to the NFC and AFC championship games. This is probably going to be the best weekend of football that you could ask for or that we will see throughout the playoffs and, of course, the course of the season. We got two more games after this weekend, and then we have one more game, and that ultimately is the Super Bowl. So you better soak in, you better savor as much of this football as possible because these are the best teams that are left. Ultimately, obviously, we'll get down to the Super Bowl, but this is going to be a damn good weekend. Thank you so much to people tuned in all over the country on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Thank you to people listening on the free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, to people listening on SiriusXM channel 158, and if you got a smart speaker, kudos to you. You probably asked your speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. Me? Where the hell do you find me? 855-212-4CBS. That's how you reach me if you want to call up. And then at the same time, you can find me online. I'm on social media. That is Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief. Outside of all the conversations we'll have about the individual teams, the players, you don't want to go anywhere because in about 40 minutes, we're going to have a conversation with broadcaster Solomon Wilcott. Solomon actually played for the Cincinnati Bengals. We spent quite a bit of time last night talking about the Bengals and what they're capable of doing against the Tennessee Titans. And so we spoke to Keith Bullock. Keith, obviously, a 10-year vet with the Tennessee Titans, Pro Bowl, All-Pro, this and that. And Solomon Wilcott was on that last Bengals team as a defensive back when the Bengals were actually good. And I'm talking about the 80s. No, not 5-6 years ago where we knew that they had a ceiling. Solomon Wilcott was out there balling out Boomer Esiason and Chris Collinsworth as they were trying to look towards a title. The last playoff victory, I should say, prior to what took place last week when the Cincinnati Bengals went out and beat the Raiders. So Solomon Wilcott will be joining us in about 40 minutes. We got the Titans' perspective. Let's get the perspective of someone who played for the Bengals and someone who still lives in Cincinnati. So I got you covered. And we talked about this last night. Joe Burrow sounds like he is basically ready for the moment. Joe Burrow sounds like he's been here before. You ever seen these babies that just fall out of the womb? They're aware. They're operating iPads. They're flipping on televisions and operating phones. And you just go, whoa, you've been here for 5 minutes. You're acting like you've been here forever. Joe Burrow is not acting like someone who's in his first NFL postseason. But there are some players. There are some coaches who have been here before. There are some players and coaches who are currently in the NFL playoffs that need to show up, that need to earn their stripes, that need to put another, you know, button on the jacket, need to put another honor on the sleeve, need to, you know, turn that sash from one side to the other, a tassel. People who are looking to define their own legacies. And we got a lot of names where these playoffs matter so much. And that's why this should be a fun weekend, because I don't expect the blowouts that we got last weekend. I don't expect teams to get trounced. Maybe someone will get blown out. But these should be close games. And there are oh so many people who these games will matter, not just for them this weekend, but really into the future. How about the biggest one? I can't believe I sat here last night and one or two callers really told me that Aaron Rodgers is just okay in the postseason. And he's just okay in the postseason because he's only won one Super Bowl. Like it's only his fault. Like the Packers' success over the past 10, 12, 13 years hasn't been because of him. One of the most ridiculous things that I've ever heard in my life. But Aaron Rodgers is very much aware of what people are saying around him. He is very much aware that he only has one championship. And he's going to take on the 49ers tomorrow night. He's going to host them. And Aaron Rodgers, 38 years old, one of the best quarterbacks ever, he knows how important it is to potentially win one more game. I want you to listen to what Aaron Rodgers had to say as he talks about his own legacy. Here it is.
I think success individually is much more than that. And failure, you know, on the flip side of that, failure is not, in my opinion, shouldn't be based solely on your losses and your failures, your mistakes, your low points. It's so much more than that. It's a mindset. It's an approach. It's a total package. But I understand that in our business, so much of it is focused on the wins and losses, especially in the playoffs, Super Bowl rings and all that stuff. I understand that's part of my legacy. I'll be judged on when I'm done playing. And every year is important when it comes to furthering your legacy. But I take a lot of pride in the success that we've had and that I've had. And I hope we can add to it both from a how we're judged standpoint and how we judge ourselves standpoint.
Yeah, even stupid people. People who will tell me, oh, Aaron Rodgers, yeah, he sucks in the championship games. People who tell me, you know, dating back to 2012, every time against the Niners, you know, Aaron Rodgers loses. But pardon me, I didn't know Aaron Rodgers was the same exact thing as the Green Bay Packers. I know that Aaron Rodgers drives the Green Bay Packers towards success, but I didn't know everything, just the losses had to do all with him. That's just how the world operates. You heard what he had to say. And the team opposite Aaron Rodgers is going to be feeling some pressure as well. How about, you know, Kyle Shanahan? Kyle Shanahan has done an amazing job with the 49ers. He's done an excellent job just going through the course of this season. I hope Trey Lance is in the background, getting healthy, being healthy, developing. We saw what he did with the Atlanta Falcons. unfortunately, we saw what happened in the Super Bowl. That certainly was a loss, 28-3, and let's not even get started there. And then at the same time, another chance to win a Super Bowl with his own team when the Niners took on Kansas City only 2 years ago. Kyle Shanahan is always lauded as an amazing coach, but he gets there to the end and things fall apart. He's not in the Super Bowl yet. He has to go through the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers and cold-ass Lambeau Field tomorrow night. It's supposed to be 8 or 9 degrees. It will probably feel colder. And Shanahan, he has something to prove as well. He has something that he wants to add to his legacy that he's missed out on twice. And as everybody talks about the cold, Shanahan said it very simply. It's all about what's upstairs. What do his players believe in their minds? Take a listen.
It's not about getting used to it. It's about going out and doing it for 3.5 hours and getting your mindset that I can do this for 3.5 hours and focus on the game and everything. I don't think you go out and freeze the day before and think that your body's going to be more used to it the next day.
Look, I haven't played in no damn football game when it's 9 degrees. I don't know how much my muscles are going to warm up by the time I get to the second quarter. I don't know how heated the field is. I believe the field is slightly heated with warming coils. Don't think it matters. I'm sure the turf still feels like concrete. I'm sure the heat on the sidelines is nice, but ain't all that great. So I can't tell you what it feels like. But common sense will tell you, people, humans, we're not built to just flat be outside when it's 9 degrees. There's a reason that you have to put on additional clothing. Otherwise, your ass will die. It's very simple. You'll freeze. You'll get sick. Pneumonia. Frostbite. Your body's not built for it. Let's see what the Niners can do. Packers are used to it. The Niners have to get over the hump, and this is just the start. Aaron Rodgers definitely has something to prove. Shut up some of the idiots who say, oh, he only has one Super Bowl. And Shanahan, even though he's still a, I don't want to call him a novice head coach. He's experienced as a coach, but he's still early in his coaching career. He's been lauded so much that there are expectations that he does more. You know, someone else who's pretty young in his own career, and this is a different game. This is Josh Allen. He's going to get another chance to take on Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes has won his Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes has won his MVP. Josh Allen says, I don't give a damn about any of those awards. I want championships. And from the minute and the second that he was selected by the Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen says that there's an expectation every year that he's in games like this. Every year he has progressed. You know, last year losing the AFC title game to the Chiefs. The year before that, blowing a lead early to the Texans. He's supposed to move forward. Josh Allen spoke about it, just how this is the way it's supposed to be every year.
Whenever a quarterback's drafted in the first round, you know, they expect you to get to a position like this and to play in big games like this. So, you know, we've had a couple opportunities the last couple of years, and it's no different this year. We've given ourselves a chance to accomplish what we want to accomplish. Now it's up to us to go out there and execute and try to go put our best foot forward on Sunday against a really good team. And we know that. They know that. It's going to be a dogfight, as playoff games always are. So, again, we're excited for an opportunity to go out there and play another game. It's not many people are playing football this late, and we know that, so we're not taking this opportunity lightly.
Listen, getting over that hump ain't easy. Getting over that hump year over year is not fun. Maybe this is the year he wins the Super Bowl, or is this just another year that the Buffalo Bills just kind of move past their success and since 2017 and 2018 and just get eliminated? That hump is tough. Someone who understands how tough it is is Sean McVay. This team, the Los Angeles Rams, they have mortgaged their entire future to win a championship now. Trading for Stafford years ago, a couple of years ago, trading for Jalen Ramsey, you know, trading for Sony Michel, Von Miller, adding Odell Beckham Jr. They don't have any picks until at earliest the third, the fifth round. They've traded away. They are going all in. Sean McVay lost that Super Bowl with Jared Goff and said, give me Stafford. And you know who they have to take on to win a championship, to even get close? They got to take on Tom Brady. Sean McVay said, look, I know we got to go through Brady, but we ain't scared, not at all.
I think it's tremendous respect, but not fear. As a competitor, you know, he is a great, phenomenal player. We have tremendous respect for him, but we're going to have the expectation and anticipation that we're preparing to try to go win this game. And so we know what a great challenge it's going to be. We've got to have a great week of work and then go play to the best of our ability and let the chips fall where they may.
Oh, well, we'll see where the chips fall. Earlier on in the season, going back to September, the Rams handed the Buccaneers their first loss of the season. Sean McVay has a lot to prove, because if you don't win a Super Bowl kind of like this year or maybe next, I'd say the Rams are assed out when it comes to bringing in new young talent who can help you win. This is like swinging for the fences right now. And for Tom Brady, is there pressure? Probably not. But you know he's facing it trying to get an eighth Super Bowl. Tom Brady says, it doesn't matter what happened in the last game.
It doesn't really matter what happened, you know, in October when we played them last. It's really about this game and what we learned from the last game. And anytime you know your opponent, I think that always gives you a little bit of understanding of kind of what they do well, you know, things you wish you would have done. But it's a very talented football team. Obviously, one of the great teams in the NFL, really good offense, tremendous defense, really well coached, great specialists. So it's going to be a very, very difficult game for us.
Oh, it's going to be a fun game. All of these games are going to be fun. You got the Bengals and Titans. Maybe Ryan Tannehill faces pressure. I don't think so. He's just there. We got the 49ers and the Packers and cold Lambeau. We have the Rams taking on the Bucks. We have the Bills and the Chiefs. Legacies on the line. Adding to them, taking away from them, all on the line. Whose legacy is on the line? Who needs to win the most? Who needs to win the Super Bowl the most out of these teams that are still here in the playoffs? Who needs a Super Bowl victory to put a stamp on what they've done, what they've accomplished? Is it someone like Aaron Rodgers? Does he need this Super Bowl? Is it Sean McVay? Is this his best chance, even as a young coach, to win a Super Bowl? If he doesn't win it now, do the Rams just go straight to hell because they have no picks? Is it Josh Allen trying to prove that he's not just some hotshot physical freak, but that he can also win? Is it Kyle Shanahan, who's gotten close to a Super Bowl, but ultimately fails? Is it Aaron Rodgers, who only has one and is going straight to the Hall of Fame regardless? Who needs this Super Bowl victory the most? Who needs to grab it right now? Who's facing the most pressure? I'd say it's Sean McVay. I think Sean McVay is staring at his best chance, and God bless him. Looks like he's going to be in the NFL for 20 years. I can't predict 20 years from now. But the fact is, he is gone all in. The entire Rams organization has gone all in to win a title right now. I don't favor the Rams to do it. And if the Rams don't win a championship, I think the Rams are going to be in store for a rude awakening when it comes to roster construction, because they've traded away almost all of their picks for talent to try to win a Super Bowl right the hell now. The phone lines are open to you, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You think about the teams that are left. You think about the coaches and players who are left. Who needs a Super Bowl victory the most? Is it someone like Rodgers? Is it Shanahan, McVay, Allen? Brady? Maybe. I'm going to take your calls when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio, taking your phone calls right now. When you think about everybody that's going to be competing over the weekend, whether they happen to be a player or whether they happen to be a coach, who needs a Super Bowl victory the most? Okay, this is not Super Bowl weekend, but it sure as hell is a start on the way there. You win this weekend, you go to the championship game. You win the championship game, you got a damn good chance of winning the Super Bowl. Is it someone like Josh Allen trying to get over the hump early in his career? Is it Kyle Shanahan, who unfortunately has missed two opportunities in his career to win a Super Bowl as an assistant, a coordinator, and also a coach? Is it Aaron Rodgers? All he hears about all the time is his one Super Bowl. Is it Brady? Of course not. Shut up, Tom Brady. And then we have someone like Sean McVay, who I think, you look at the Rams, they have mortgaged so much of their future. There is no guarantee that Sean McVay gets back unless he's the head coach for the next 20 years, which he very well might be. The guy is still in his 30s. I would say Sean McVay. I give you Aaron Rodgers. What do you say? 855-212-4CBS. You know what? We're going to take your calls. We're going to hit the news. And then I want to have a conversation with Solomon Wilcots. Okay, we spoke to Keith Bullock last night. I want to talk to Solomon Wilcots tonight to get a Cincinnati Bengals perspective. But first, your calls as I come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. Bill, he's here from Green Bay. I think I know his answer about who this Super Bowl is important to. Bill, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR.
What's up, Bill? Going ahead.
Hey, I just want to say, you know, like you were thinking, Aaron Rodgers, to complete his legacy or build on his legacy, another Super Bowl or two would not hurt. You got Matt LaFleur, though, which is just important. You win 13-3 the last 3 years here in Green Bay. You know how close they were last year against Tom Brady with three picks, and they couldn't get it done. But now you got all these guys back that nobody talks about on our line. Bakhtiari, Josh Myers, our right tackle, our left tackle. You know, the line's good on offense now. And then we got a Pro Bowl cornerback coming back on defense. We got so much depth coming back, and then you're going to play in the cold. It's going to be 10 degrees at the start of this game, probably about minus 10 wind chill, and you got two great backs. You got Aaron Jones is going to have a hell of a game.
Okay, I predict.
But the last thing I want to say about it is A.J. Dillon
is going to run them
down their throat.
Bill, I didn't want a whole game preview. I wanted to know whose legacy is on the line, man.
It's definitely on the line for Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. You know, they didn't get it done.
And
everybody's on about it.
Okay.
And I predict he's going to be back this next year.
Okay.
And he's going to do it to him. There's a lot of teams that weren't afraid of the Packers. And
they
better watch out, you know.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you for calling from Green Bay. I got a whole game preview there. I thought we did that last night. Jed, he's calling from Wisconsin. Jed, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Who needs this Super Bowl victory the most?
Hey, JR, how are you? Thanks for having me on. I'm not going to give you a full game preview like Bill, but when we're talking about legacies here and who should make or should win the Super Bowl, and you mentioned how Sean McVay is going to be in the NFL for a very long time, I don't think it's his legacy on the line. I think it's the Los Angeles Rams as an organization. You know, like you said, they went all in and they built up this tremendous roster with a bunch of superstars, but in my opinion, they're paper tigers. You know, you could see not having those first round picks in the interior and in the front seven on their offensive line. They get bullied on a week to week basis, and it's noticeable. When you run into a bunch of teams down the line, they're physical. I mean, we saw in the San Francisco game in week 18, Bosa and those boys, they met them, and the results came in the 49ers' way. Yeah, so I'm going to say the Los Angeles Rams need a Super Bowl victory right now.
Okay, I hear that, Jed. Thank you so much for calling from Wisconsin. Yeah, you think about McVay and Snead and what they put together, it's all or nothing. Shane is calling from Alabama. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you say, Shane?
Hey, JR. First-time caller, long-time listener. Thanks for having me.
Certainly.
Well, it's tough to follow a couple of Green Bay Packers fans, definitely from Alabama, but definitely a Green Bay Packers fan. I have to say that, you know, out of any of the teams, you know, Brady's already set his legacy is about as far as anybody could ever see. Patrick Mahomes has a great future. Jimmy Allen, you know, he's got a long way to go as well. But, you know, in my opinion, I think Aaron Rodgers is definitely got his legacy on the line, and that's, you know, depending on what happens at the end of the playoffs and, you know, if he can win a Super Bowl, it's kind of, for me, it's a question, is he going to stay in Green Bay? Is he going to go somewhere else? What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely, Shane. Thank you for calling from Alabama. You know, if Aaron Rodgers only walks away through his career with one Super Bowl, oh, yeah, it'll suck because all the times he's gone to NFC Championship games, as great as he's been, I don't think it will take away from his greatness. You know, I don't even think it'll be talked about the same way, you know, someone who never got it like Dan Marino, not even. I think people will look more so at the Packers organization and what they have done while they had Aaron Rodgers. But definitely, if he could win one more Super Bowl, picking up two, well, that's not bad. Aaron Rodgers is also in a space right now where anything else that he can add is just an addition. I don't think there's any more subtracting. I think all he can do is really add. And I don't think he's done yet. And by the way, from all things considered, from everything that you hear, see, and read, it looks like things are a little bit better between him and the front office that he might stay in Green Bay. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We are now less than 24 hours away watching those Cincinnati Bengals go out and take on those Tennessee Titans. Right now, joining us on the air, we have someone who is a former Bengal. He's also an Emmy Award-winning broadcaster. He's a member of the media. He's doing a whole lot of great things. It's my main man, Solomon Wilcott. Solomon, how are you?
Hey, JR, I'm doing great, man, and good to be on with you today.
No doubt about it. Thank you. Well, let's cut to the chase. I know, yesterday, we had on a former Tennessee Titan and Keith Bullock. And now we have on a former defensive back as yourself with the Cincinnati Bengals. What are your thoughts on the game tomorrow?
Hey, listen, I respect the Tennessee Titans because I love the way they play. You know, I love what Mike Vrabel brings to the table. He's got a team that really is built on physicality, right? With a mentality to go out and make other people feel the pain. A strength on the offensive line, strength on the defensive line. And obviously the way that they leverage their physicality is by running the football, whether they have Derrick Henry or not. I mean, they're going to pound you and they're going to make you man up in a big time game such as this. And so they still can hurt you with the big play. Love AJ Brown and what he brings to the table. And Ryan Tannehill is the kind of guy that doesn't care if he gets the credit or not. He doesn't care if it looks pretty or not. He's going to play the way that, you know, Robinson and Vrabel have set up everything for the quarterback. And so I think it's a perfect scenario. This is a team that can win a Super Bowl. I know a lot of people aren't picking the Titans to win a Super Bowl, but their style of play, I'm telling you right now, it travels and it plays well just about against anyone.
Absolutely. Well, Solomon, let's talk about the team that you played for, especially the last team prior to this one that actually had a postseason victory and success. Let's talk about the Bengals. It is absolutely beautiful. And I know Bengals fans can close their eyes and go, man, Joe Burrow to Ja'Marr Chase forever. But they have a fixed defensive line. Mm-hmm. What has put this team above the edge? It's more than just Joe Burrow.
Well, I'm going to start with the guy who rode in town on a donkey. And they were laying palm leaves down, man, in the middle of the street when this guy came in. Because it starts with Joe Burrow. And I'll give you sort of a quote that he even gave over the last day or so when they asked him about, you know, the celebratory moment of winning the first playoff game in 31 years. He said, no, not a big deal. He said, listen, he said, you could expect it to be this way from here on out for years to come, is what he's saying. when Ja'Marr Chase came to town, he said it. I'm here to set records. I'm here to break. I mean, these guys are on a whole nother level, and they're not even cocky. It's almost like it's prophetic. They're speaking their truth in a way that you and I know a little bit about, where it manifests itself, right? You got to speak it into existence, and that's not being cocky. Those who understand that kind of spiritual or mentality, you know that's the way it happens. And you can't be shy about how you feel in your heart. And that's where they're coming from. So it starts there, but then it also, to your point, all the free agents who signed here, Trey Hendrickson, Riley Reiff, Chidobe Awuzie, Mike Hilton, you know what they did? They called Joe Burrow. And every last one of them, when you talk to them, why'd you choose Cincinnati in free agency? Oh, number nine. They said, that guy, after sitting down and talking with them, they came away like they were in a trance, man. They came away like they had went to Mount Sinai and came back down a different cat, you know, believing in the Cincinnati Bengals. So, you know, when you say it's more than, it can't be just about Joe Burrow. It's pretty much. Now, those guys have impacted, right? They've had their impact. He needed those guys just like they needed him. And that's what you see. And I'm going to tell you right now, I think when he made that statement that, hey, this is what you could expect from here on out, it was almost like he was speaking to all the prospect free agents out there in the offseason to come and all the offseason to come after that. Just like how Tom Brady took all those guys to Tampa with him, I think there's going to be more, JR. I think they're going to be lining up to play with Joe Burrow, to be honest with you.
I think so. Solomon Wincotts is here with us, CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. We see how Joe Burrow has already started to change the fortunes of the franchise. It's been a rough go round. When you talk about the city of Cincinnati, you got the Reds and then the Bengals. Mm-hmm. What do you feel about the fan base? You're connected.
You know, I still live here in Cincinnati. Played here. I played for three teams. Played for Pittsburgh Steelers, Minnesota Vikings, but I was drafted by the Bengals in 87. In 88, the very next year, we go to the Super Bowl. And from that period of time when I was here, it was with guys like Anthony Munoz, Boomer Esiason, Chris Collinsworth, James Brooks, Icky Woods, Eddie Brown, Tim McGee, David Folcher, Tim Crummer. I mean, dude, we had a team now. We had a team. And we beat the Steelers with regularity. I know it sounds foreign.
Yeah.
But over the four-year stretch from 87 through the 90 season, when we won that last playoff game, those are the 4 years that I was here. I think we were like in the eight games, we were like 7-1 against Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is what it is. Bill Belichick was coaching in Cleveland at the time. We housed them, you know, the great Houston teams with Warren Moon. And I thought they had a Hall of Fame offensive line. We housed them.
That was the last playoff victory. Yeah.
And what was the score to that game, JR? 41-14.
Yeah.
So I'm not making it up. We housed them. We had like barely win, Brian. But, you know, time moves on. I left, I know, after the 90 season. Max Montoya, Boomer Esiason might have stayed another year or two. The Bengals did not do a good job of embracing free agency. Unfortunately, the rest of the league did, and they came picking off their tree. You heard Jerry Jones talk about that earlier this week. You build a team, other teams going to come. This league is built to give people opportunities to go elsewhere, and you can't keep them all. And the Bengals couldn't keep them, keep any of them. And so in losing those players, they were late to the free agency game. And by the time they got in it, it was shipwrecked. And I always tell people that when Marvin Lewis, by the time he arrived in 2003, he raised the Titanic, because this thing was at the bottom of the ocean, man. Yeah. And so people don't realize, he went 0-7, 0-8, I think, in the postseason. The fact that he even got him there. I mean, I'm telling you, it was the Titanic when he arrived. And by the time he left, now he left Zach Taylor, a team that had some talent. Okay. Yeah. So that's where they're at now.
And we can think about that last run with Andy Dalton. We always knew that there was a ceiling for where that squad can go. Yeah. I don't see a ceiling right now. with Joe Burrow at the helm. I see a potential Super Bowl in a few years. Solomon Wilcox is here with us, CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. The Bengals and the Titans isn't the only matchup that we have taking place over the weekend. By the time we get to Sunday night, we're going to know who's going to head on to the AFC Championship game. What are the two teams that you favor this season to go to the Super Bowl?
Man, it's hard. This is a tough year to pick them because the AFC is in a state of flux. I think you could see it. And you still have the old guard, that is the Kansas City Chiefs, but Pittsburgh's gone. Baltimore's gone. The Patriots are gone. Now, do it for over the last decade, the last 15 years now. It was Patriots. It was Baltimore.
Maybe the Colts.
And it was Pittsburgh. And yeah, and then you could throw the, yeah, and the Colts too. They're gone. Mm-hmm. They're gone. And now you got Patrick Mahomes. I think Chiefs going to always be there. But all these other teams are chomping at the bit. Titans are chomping at the bit as well. Listen, house money is on Kansas City.
Okay. You know,
they're at home. But I already told you the Titans can beat. I just think the pathway for the Titans is the pathway to victory for at the Super Bowl level. I think it's very narrow, right? Because they're more one-dimensional. I still think they can score a lot of points. But, man, right now I'm leaning towards the Green Bay Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs. That's where I'm at right now. And that's not etched in stone. Sure. This is probably the one year where I have less of a feel for than any other in a long time.
Well, that makes for great watching for everybody involved. Yeah. And this is going to lead me to, I guess, one of my final questions. We've had to wait a little bit longer through this postseason because we had 17 games for the first time ever. Everybody has to go through 16 games or 14 games. I mean, it was in the 70s when things got changed around. What do you believe the effect of a 17-game season did to the product that we see now? Do you think it's minimal?
I think the combination of it and the addition of the seventh team in both the AFC and the NFC has lent itself to maybe sort of an erosion of the product a little bit. I do think the product will catch up. The seven games or seven playoff teams, I should say, in the AFC, seven in the NFC 1 year ago did not. I don't think it hurt that at all. You know, we played 16 games. And I thought the first weekend of playoff games were very exciting during the wild card round. These games this year were pretty much determined pretty early. I mean, you could tell, man, after a few strikes of the sword, it was pretty much a fait accompli. And I do believe that we're seeing the battle of attrition, right? Look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It'll be interesting to see if they can survive after losing some offensive linemen. But, you know, like the Eagles, I never got the sense they had a shot. They're the seventh team in the NFC. I never got the sense they had a shot. We know Pittsburgh had no shot, right?
Ben was joking about it.
So what are we doing? You know, what are we doing? So it's like, and then with teams that are a little bit banged up, their chances of winning, I think, are even more diminished. And so I'm hoping that this will play out differently in the divisional round, but wait and see. I think the NFL always delivers. I think our tournament style of play, I think it delivers. It gives us all of the highs and lows and the unexpected moments and cliffhanging moments that you can get from one of the greatest Hollywood thrillers you've ever seen, right? So all the elements of great storytelling, I think, is packed in our playoff model by the time we declare a champion in the Super Bowl.
We see it. This is a business that is approaching $20 billion a year. It's the biggest entertainment property here in the country. Yeah. Solomon Wilcox has been joining us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You've had that transition from on the field to getting into broadcasting, winning an Emmy. You are right where it's at. Where can people keep up with you? What are you working on? What's the good word, Solomon?
Well, you can find me if you have Sirius XM NFL Radio, Channel 88. I'm the host of the opening drive from 7 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. You can find me there. You can follow me on Twitter at Solomon's Wisdom. You can catch my Believe in Bengals podcast, where my co-host Adam Pac-Man Jones. It's a very interesting pairing because I think he brings a different flavor than what I bring. But we cover the Bengals, obviously, and have a good time doing that. You can find that wherever you get your podcast.
Oh, good deal. Wherever you get your podcast, Solomon Wilcots and Adam Pac-Man Jones. Okay. Sign up for that. It's a hell of a combination. Much love to Solomon Wilcots joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We spent a lot of time talking about the Bengals, talking about what they're going to be able to do against the Tennessee Titans, and I think the Titans will beat them. I know there are a lot of people in Cincinnati who are high on the Bengals, and they should be. And I certainly think that Joe Burrow is not just going to lead the Bengals back to a place of relevance, which they are. But I think at some point, he has the potential. We know it's not guaranteed, but he has the potential to lead them to a Super Bowl. And I would be cool with that if I'm a Bengals fan and if their season ended tomorrow. I think the Tennessee Titans will take care of them. And if they don't, then damn it, the Bengals are on that. I don't even want to call it a Cinderella ride. They're just on the start of something pretty damn amazing. And I think it's going to last a few years. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We are going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about two teams that are definitely on the start to something amazing. The Chiefs have won their Super Bowl. The Chiefs have gone to the AFC Championship games. Buffalo Bills? They're trying to get to the big game. We're going to talk Bills and Chiefs when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.